All right, we have some more breaking news. Only roughly 48 hours after Elon Musk sent out a barrage of tweets saying that Donald Trump is on the Epstein list, Donald Trump should be impeached, he wants to start a political party, et cetera, et cetera. Elon Musk is now walking it back, or at least quietly deleting these posts. Elon Musk, in the middle of the night, began silently deleting the tweets about Trump and Epstein, the tweets about Trump needing to be impeached, and it could be for a few reasons. First of all, Elon Musk's businesses have been taking a massive hit. Whatever Donald Trump says on any given week is very connected to Tesla, and it has been since he won the election. Tesla skyrocketed after Trump won, and Elon Musk gained a massive amount of wealth because people were anticipating really, really, you know, friendly regulatory environments for Elon Musk due to corruption. But now the inverse is happening. Tesla's stock crashed. Elon Musk probably came down off of his high, and now he's deleting all of these posts. We'll talk about this more in 1 second, but I do want to break the news that Trump is now asking his aides if they think Musk's behavior could be related to the alleged drug use, a news source says. So while Trump says publicly that he doesn't care what Elon says, he doesn't care at all about this Elon feud, behind the scenes, it seems like not only he cares, but he's really wondering what the hell is happening. And by the way, it's mainly because of Jared Isaacman, the dude that Elon wanted to appoint as a director of NASA, and he got Trump to do it, and then Trump withdrew that as an FU to Elon. If I had to take an educated guess, that, combined with Elon Musk's drug use, probably led him down this spiral. But to continue, President Donald Trump has asked aides and advisors if they believe Elon Musk's behavior over the past 48 hours could be related to his alleged drug use. I think so, probably. It's probably safe to assume that. Privately seeking to understand the tech billionaire's broadsides against him while signaling publicly he doesn't care, a source familiar with the conversations told CNN. In his own telling, Trump is not wasting any time thinking about the man who, 1 week ago, was receiving a giant golden key in the Oval Office and has since lobbied insults towards its occupant. The president told CNN's Dana Bash in a brief phone call Friday morning that he was, quote, not even thinking about Elon and wouldn't be speaking to Musk for a while. But questions about the spectacularly public breakup have come up nonetheless. Talking to reporters on Air Force One on Friday night, Trump said he would take a look at canceling some of Musk's government contracts, a possibility he's floated on Truth Social at the height of their feud. Now, I do want to say, before we get into Musk deleting his tweets, I'm still going. Behind the scenes, even when I'm not in front of the camera, I'm still debating, I'm still arguing, and I've been arguing with Trump supporters online, on social media. Now, this Trump supporter said, Dems would have released it to win the election if this was true, if what Elon Musk is saying was true. First of all, Dems would have, not would of. But then I respond, and part of this is me being a little bit, you know, trolly, but I say, the Democrats didn't release it to protect the names of the victims, the names of Trump's victims. Elon is a genius. Are you saying he's lying to the American people? Obviously, that's sarcastic there, but the point is, you can't have it both ways. You can't say he's a genius with integrity who is fixing the government over the past 3 months, and now say he is a lunatic who's on drugs and you shouldn't believe a word that he says. If we shouldn't believe a word that he says, then thank you for coming around to our position over the past few months. So obviously, I'm concern trolling here. I'm acting concerned when I know that Elon Musk does lie. Like he breathes. But if you appreciate me going out there and still battling in the trenches, make sure you drop a like on this video and subscribe. What about this meme? Someone said, this whole fight is a lie. Elon and Trump made a deal. Elon needed to separate from Trump to rebuild his business. Trump needed help on the bill, so Elon is applying pressure to rhinos. It's very smart. Imagine living in this reality. And then someone made a meme, and then I'll call you a pedophile. Haha, yes. That is 100% something that I'd be okay with, says Trump. Obviously, Trump would never be okay with that. There's no reality in which this was ever. Why is Trump drawn like that? That's actually hilarious. Okay, now on to the main part of the video. We are now learning that Elon Musk has deleted his Epstein files and impeachment posts targeting Trump. But Musk's post claiming Trump would have lost the election if it weren't for Musk still remains up. Now, the interesting part about the Elon Musk Epstein post, there's a lot of interesting stuff. Number one, we already knew all of this. But number two, this post got 300 plus million views. I don't know where it landed before it was deleted. I don't know how many exact views it had. But last time I checked, it was over a quarter of a billion views. It was over 250 million. With, at the same time, I believe, 1.3 million likes the last time I checked. So that means the entire world saw this Elon Musk post. It started a lot of discourse. And you know it's bad when like half of the articles out right now about Trump are about him and Epstein's relationship. By the way, I made a really good video yesterday about Trump and Epstein and Alexander Acosta. Make sure you check that out. But this says, quote, "I don't want to comment on his drug use. I don't know. I don't know what his status is," Trump said on Air Force One, adding that the New York Times of reporting sounded very unfair. So even when Musk is attacking Trump, Trump still can't help himself but attacking the New York Times when he could use that as ammo. But also, think about this. Musk has backed Trump into a pretty tight corner because now Trump only has a few options. It's a thin line to walk. Either you don't really say anything, which is very, very suspicious, or you attack Elon and say that he's a liar, but then you're admitting that you allowed a liar and drug addict to walk around the White House, or you accept it. He would never do that. So what is Trump supposed to do here? Elon put him in a position where he either has to say that Elon's a liar, which undermines Trump's position, or Trump just has to sit there and eat it, I guess. CNN has reached out to a Musk representative to ask. When Musk was asked about the report during his Oval Office farewell with Trump a week ago, he declined to answer and attacked the newspaper instead. The Times reported that Musk was, quote, using drugs far more intensely than previously known as he rose to prominence in Trump's inner circle in 2024, including, quote, using ketamine often, sometimes daily, and mixing it with other drugs, according to people familiar. In a 2024 interview with Don Lemon, which now seems like forever ago, Elon Musk acknowledged that he took, quote, a small amount of ketamine to treat negative moods under a prescription, but that a heavy workload prevented him from using too much. Neither Musk nor his lawyer responded to the Times' request for comment about his drug use. CNN also reached out to his representative about the allegations at the time. Last week, White House Deputy Chief of Staff Stephen Miller, whose wife Katie Miller left a job with the Department of Government Efficiency to work for Musk, which is crazy, told CNN he had no concerns over the New York Times report, but of course they're all going to endlessly cover for each other. And I just want to end this off by saying one final thing. It's really pissing me off how Republicans are gaslighting us so hard. So after I got into this argument in this Instagram comment section, man, I've got to spend my time better. I've got to stop arguing with Trump supporters all the time. But after I left this comment, a bunch of Trump supporters flooded my comments and began attacking me, which is fine. I don't care. I'm a public creator. But what they were saying pissed me off because they were gaslighting. They were saying, you libs are so quick to jump on any conspiracy. Why do liberals always jump to conclusions so fast? Someone called me silly and said that I don't actually have any proof. I am so sorry, but what happened? Republicans were the ones over the past, let's say 5 years, but we can even go a few decades, that have been floating conspiracy theories about everything under the sun with no proof, easily debunkable conspiracy theories. They lie about things that are then easily verifiable to show that they're lying. They've lied about election fraud, conspiracy after conspiracy. But now when we have Epstein saying that Trump was his best friend, he said that on a phone, on a recording, Trump saying that he knows Epstein likes them young, we also have that quote, Trump and Epstein pointing out women together, Trump's name in the Epstein files. Now, all of a sudden, I'm overreaching with conspiracies. Give me a break. That's why it pissed me off. Don't say that I'm a conspiracy theorist when I actually stay away from conspiracy theories. And I just wanted to, you know, put together the pieces of something very real. I'll leave it at that. If you appreciate the work that we do on this channel, drop a like, subscribe. We'll keep dropping videos and pieces and breaking news every single day. We won't slow down. So love you all. Peace out.